Rock and roll history being made this afternoon as they announced the latest inductees into the Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and for the first time, fans were allowed to vote, and also for the first time, we are feeling the spirit of the radio. On the newsline, as the names filter in, Tris McCall, music critic for the Star-Ledger. Tris, so Rush finally gets in. It was about time.
I agree. I've always been a big fan, and it's always been mystifying to me that Rush, and I guess to a degree, yes, as well, and certain other prog rock bands have always been snubbed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, Rush is a group that has everything that you'd want in a classic rock act. They've been together forever. It's the same personnel. They've got very distinctive instrumental personalities. All three of them, you know exactly who they are. They've got a very, very passionate fan base that's followed them through the years. And they're doing some of their best work right now. The last album that they put out, Clockwork Angels, is a really fascinating record. They've been able to sustain a very smart, very rocking vision.
I see Alex Getty and Neil just put out a Facebook post thanking their fans, and special thanks to our moms for voting 6,000 times, they said. Randy Newman said that he thought he was going to have to die before they let him in. It's nice they opened up the categories a little bit. So is that what's happening? They're loosening up, or are they just running out of rock and rollers?
I think they're running out of rock and rollers. Not any slight on Randy Newman, who I think is one of the greatest songwriters ever. You're running up against the end of the classic period. You're coming up against categories that the Hall doesn't typically like to look at. For instance, post-punk has been ignored by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are bands like the Smiths and Joy Division, groups that were tremendously influential. And when you go out to a club right now in New York City, you're much, much more likely to hear a band that's influenced by the Smiths or Joy Division than you are to hear a band that's influenced by groups that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're also running up against the fact that hip-hop becomes the dominant form of music.
Public Enemy finally got in.
Public Enemy did get in, but NWA did not. Which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, Public Enemy was a tremendously influential act, but NWA was, if anything, even more influential because they really did kick off gangster rap. The sound that they pioneered, that Dr. Dre really pioneered, continues to be the dominant sound in hip-hop. So if they really do want to do a good job of honoring hip-hop, they're going to have to get NWA in there. Eric B. and Rakim as well, who were on the ballot last year and didn't get in.
Okay, so Tris McCall says, next year we got to have Yes.
Yes, NWA, Eric B. and Rakim, sure. But if there's one group that's really missing, I think, is the Smiths, because it's very hard to find a rock group right now that doesn't have a Smiths influence or a Cure influence or a Joy Division influence. And I know no one wants to look at Depeche Mode, but Depeche Mode is another group that's had tremendous influence over contemporary rock groups.
Well, we have a policy of truth here, so that works for us, too. Tris, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.